Psalm 51. It's in your bulletin. O death, I will be your death. Hell, I will be your destruction. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness,
according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight,
that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you.
Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem.
Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar.
O death, I will be your death. Hell, I will be your destruction.
Psalm 92. They shall mourn for him as for an only son. For the Lord who is innocent has been slain. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare thy kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound.
For you, Lord, have made me glad through your word. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep.
A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this.
When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish,
it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore.
For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered.
But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil.
My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing.
To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
They shall mourn for him as for an only son. For the Lord who is innocent has been slain.
Psalm 64. Look, all you nations, and see my suffering. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy.
I eat from the secret box of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity,
who sharpen their tongues like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows bitter words.
That they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear.
They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly They say, who will see them?
They lies iniquities we have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of men are deep.
But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded.
So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away.
All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doing.
The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory.
Look, all you nations, and see my suffering. The Canticle of Hezekiah. From the gates of hell, deliver my soul, O Lord. I said in the prime of my life, I shall go to the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the remainder of my years.
I said I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall observe and no more among the inhabitants of the world.
My lifespan is gone, taken from me like a shepherd's tent.
I have cut off my life like a weaver. He cuts me off from the loom, from day until night you make an end of me.
I have considered until morning. Like a lion, so he breaks all my bones. From day until night, you make an end of me.
Like a grain or a swallow, so I chatter. I mourn like a dove.
My eyes fail from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me.
What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it.
I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul.
O Lord, by these things then live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live.
Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. You have cast all my sins behind your back.
For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth.
The living man, he shall praise you, as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children.
The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the of the Lord.
From the gate of hell, deliver my soul, O Lord. Psalm 150. By the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering. Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament.
Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness.
Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp.
Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes.
Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering. The epistle for Holy Saturday is from the third chapter of 1 Peter. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also He went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight souls, were saved through water. This is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having made subject to Him. Here ends the reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard, go your way. make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Here ends the reading. The responsory is on page 212. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
The hymn is in your bulletin on the very back page. All is o'er, the pain, the sorrow. All is o'er, the pain, the sorrow. Human taunts and Satan's fight. Death shall be despoiled tomorrow. Of the prey he grasped tonight. Yet once more his own to save. Christ must sleep within the grave. Fierce and deadly was the anguish on the bitter cross he bore. How did soul and body languish till the toil of death was o'er? But the toil so fierce and dread, bruised and crushed the serpent's head. Close and still the tomb that holds him, while in brief repose he lies. Deep the slumber that enfolds him, pale the wall from mortal eyes. Slumber such as needs must be after hard-won victory. So this night with voice of sadness, chant thy anthem soft and low. Loft your strains of praise and gladness, from tomorrow's harp shall flow. Death and hell at length are slain. Christ has triumphed, Christ does reign. Our sermon text is from Matthew 27, verse 58. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Sanhedrin had a night meeting in the hall of Caiaphas' private residence on Thursday night to secure Jesus' death sentence. On Friday morning, they had another trial, this time to stamp their approval upon Thursday night's meeting, as was required by all cases of capital punishment. Now we learn from Luke 23, verse 51, that Joseph had not consented to their decision and deed. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God. Arimathea was about 20 miles northwest of Jerusalem. Joseph most likely was not present for either of those two illegal trials, but was just coming into the city on that Friday when he hears about Jesus' crucifixion. When Matthew says that Joseph was also waiting for the kingdom of God, that means that he was not a schemer or two-faced. Joseph was not simply a liberal like the Sadducees who had cozied up to the Romans because they were hungry for power. Joseph was not a hypocritical Pharisee who proudly did his good works all the while seeking the praise of men. This Joseph was a real and genuine believer. He belongs with the class of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and Simeon, who welcomed the 40-day-old Jesus in the temple. They, too, were waiting for the kingdom. Nevertheless, St. John's Gospel tells us that Joseph had been a disciple of Jesus secretly for fear of the Jews. Joseph might not have been the only one, considering that Nicodemus had earlier come to Jesus under cover of darkness to ask Jesus questions. And the possibility of more secret believers is bolstered by John 12, 42-43. It says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." So the threat of being thrown out of the synagogue by the Pharisees or thrown out of the temple by the Sadducees was quite real. When Jesus healed the man born blind, the parents wouldn't ask or answer any questions about Jesus because of that fear. They told the religious authorities to ask their son. He is of age. He will speak for himself. And John 9:22 says, "His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed that he was the Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue." So with all that being said, I'm not justifying Joseph's prior secrecy. It's not right to believe in the heart, but not confess Jesus with the lips. And thus, to love the praise of men more than the praise of God is surely a sin. To refuse to do the right thing because of fear of persecution, no, that isn't right either. Nevertheless, I think it is a lesson for us that we don't judge who we consider to be a believer and who is not simply based on firsthand experience or even their public confession of faith. We know that human nature is weak. Jesus himself said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And when you add to a sinful nature to our weak human nature, it's any wonder that any of us are able to profess the Christian faith. Thankfully, our Lord is compassionate and gentle. He desires to fan our faith into action rather than snuff it out. Isaiah 42, verse 3, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out." And when you seek to help those who are not able to show forth their Christian faith at all times, Genesis 6, 1-5, Well, it includes a warning for our weakness. It says, brother, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else, for each one should carry his own load. So I don't know what load the Lord has placed upon you, but I'm sure that he has given you grace to carry it. I need not compare myself to others in order to boast about myself. When I look at Joseph on that Good Friday, I find that he far exceeds my profession, any that I have made. You see, following the death of Jesus, and most likely because he witnessed the death of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea becomes increasingly bold by his going to ask for the body of Jesus and by giving Jesus his own new tomb. Joseph is no longer a secret believer. Mark 15, verse 43 says that Joseph went boldly to Pilate. Joseph's action is more than just a profession of faith. It is an in-your-face affront, and it is a rejection of the Sanhedrin action. And the nature of Joseph's belief, now put into action, was soon to be known to all. And this action would not be swept under the rug. According to St. Mark, Joseph was not just a member of the Sanhedrin, but he was a prominent council member. Our meditation upon our Lord's suffering and death should have the same effect upon you as it did upon Joseph of Arimathea. I pray that as you see Christ's great love for you, it might spur you in a great love for God in return, that you realize the weakness of which you have been forgiven, and that you would bear your suffering and cross boldly. Our Lord has defeated sin, death, hell, and the devil. There is nothing that they can do to harm you. You have forgiveness, eternal life, and heaven awaiting you. The devil, he's already condemned. When we come to realize that our Lord takes away all of our enemies, then you need not fear. You can be bold and courageous in your faith. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
The canticle is the Benedictus. It's on page 217. We stand. And we sing the entire Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly implore you that as you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring the same to good effect. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord. Make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.